The Vermont chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union is calling on the state of Vermont to overturn the conviction of a man accused of posting Ku Klux Klan flyers on the homes of two women of color in Burlington. VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports.
James Lyle is the executive director of the Vermont chapter of the ACLU. He's clear that the ACLU doesn't support the KKK and has worked for decades to promote racial justice. The ACLU isn't representing William Shank, but Lyle says criminally prosecuting him for posting KKK flyers on two women's homes is a step in the wrong direction.
It's really important for people to engage with these issues rather than have the knee-jerk response that we're going to let the government decide which speech is going to be allowed and which speech is not.
Lyle says the answer to offensive speech is more speech, not criminal prosecution. The ACLU filed an amicus brief with the Vermont Supreme Court arguing that the state hasn't sufficiently proven that Shank's intent was to threaten the women who received the flyers, so posting them should be protected by the First Amendment. Chittenden County State's Attorney T.J. Donovan said the content of a KKK flyer is inherently threatening, especially if it's targeted at people of color.
In the city of Burlington, the only people that received these flyers on these dates and times were these two women. And so the state's position was that it was directed and specifically intended towards these two women.
But Donovan said he welcomes the ACLU brief because the Supreme Court's decision on the case will be key in helping Vermont strike an important balance.
You never want to overreach, but at the same time, you want to protect people. And the state's position was that this was threatening conduct because it was specifically intended to people of color.
But Lyle says the state did overreach.
The principle of free speech must apply to everyone, or it can be denied to anyone.
Shank has already served a 120-day prison sentence for posting the flyers, but the Supreme Court's decision on the case will set an important precedent for how the state deals with offensive and hateful speech in the future. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.